Ooh.
Ooh.
We fucking got you.
What in feeling?
Hey.
Joke's on you.
That was pretty good, huh?
So it's been one day since Game of Thrones season 5 premiered.
Did you guys believe it? When the palace of the Peppermint Pipers was invaded by Grumgar.
And then you saw...
I can't think of another funny...
What about when you saw a girl's titties?
I was so sick.
Yo, there was so many... What do you call them, Anthony?
Taters and Nananos?
Taters and Nananos?
Taters and Nanano, dude. I kept seeing... I saw one girl's Nanano, and I saw one girl's pre-preseason, and then there's a fucking girl's asshole.
Whoa.
Well, then you saw taters, too, so it was kind of insane.
It was sick.
Yeah, I looked at them, and I was like, you know, and I was like, go, get some head.
When I was like, game over.
So let's talk about
crack into the outfield.
Let's talk about the important issues. I have some important issues to bring up.
Okay, the Balsa Brigade.
The new episode of Game of Thrones.
God, yeah. It was so
well,
crazy.
Did you guys see all those dragons and magic tricks?
What a great...
Did you see?
Yeah, when the Balsa Brigade bent their backs over the beach.
That was crazy.
And then Corey's christening happened on screen.
Well, the 10 turkeys are making a comeback this season.
They came back and they're
like... Yeah, because they got found.
The Dunder King found them. Well, the Dunder King was trying to find them.
Well, yeah, but the Dunder King's kind of an idiot.
It was really funny because Dunder King hasn't been around since Brazil, And then he came through and, like, he came up out of nowhere. And then he just goes, hey, where's the food?
The actor was on maternal leave.
Maternal leave.
Well, did you guys...
He was on eternal leave.
This part really... I really love the part where the Brubbit brothers showed up together it was kind of like a pub type area where they were all partying. And the Brubbit brothers showed up and they totally, like, tripped and, like, spilled all of the... the ale that they were doing.
And guess who was standing over them laughing? The fucking Puppet Brothers.
I thought you were going to talk about when Germaphobe Jerry journeyed to Geneva and he got fucking sick. So funny.
He got sick.
It's twice as bad when you're Germaphobe Jerry because you're sick and tired of being sick and tired.
What about the Stumbloods? The Brotherhood of the Stumbloods?
You know, I didn't see that part.
Yeah, I didn't.
Let's take a question.
All right.
I'm not ready for questions yet. I don't want to talk more about
questing.
Are there any questions about Game of Thrones?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We'll answer a Game of Thrones question.
Questing in general or mysticism.
Anthony, do you have any questions about Game of Thrones?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. When's the next time I get to see you guys pre-zizzes and like inside of a girl's asshole? And then when is there time to see someone's new taters that they just got for the show itself?
And should we be bleeping this? Are these bad words?
No, I'm sorry, but when you see his pre-preseason and you know he's going to do it to...
hey, listen.
Patty from Peppermint's Peak.
You know you're going to see Prince Pequod's taters next episode. I know you guys know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Fellas!
It's just a peek of food.
I saw Grumbly's Dringus.
All your things are good with Grus.
Grimbly, sorry.
Sorry, Bronkers came through.
Well... Grimbly told me a secret tale. Not me, but...
Yeah, I was going to say on the show.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Not me, but on the show.
Well, that was his iconic line when he said, Grimbly told me a secret tale, bitch.
I like to see that one dude take a piss.
Can we talk about the peons? All of the peons.
There's so many peons that you would say that, because I was just thinking about that scene where you see the guy take a piss.
Yeah, peon.
Oh, same guy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the scene you were talking about when he sees poo-poo.
It's weird because that scene pissed me off. The peons pissed me off.
What about Ron White? Did you guys see Ron White's AMA today? He actually did one today.
No.
Is that true?
Yeah, and he was... One of the questions was... I mean, there were so many questions about blue-collar... Yeah,
let's see.
About blue-collar comedy tour.
Who's Ron White?
He's from blue-collar comedy tour.
He's not, but
what's up with those guys? And he's like, well, I don't really tour with them. They tour without me because I'm too, I'm too rowdy.
Whoa, really?
Rowdy Ron.
I didn't know he was Eminem's brother.
Yeah.
Weird, right? That's how they both got on Game of Thrones.
Yeah, well, that's why Ron White plays the Dunder King.
What if Game of Thrones was guest star for the episode Eminem.
Imagine if Eddie Izzard had a recurring role on Game of Thrones.
God. It feels weirdly appropriate.
Yeah, that would work really well.
Could happen, but would be kind of too distracting. Remember when Jonesy sang a song on it?
Yeah.
That was the
worst. And then
he got
shit thrown at him?
Yeah, well, then he took a piss.
And then he became a peon.
I posted last night on Facebook that I was like, thoughts on my first episode of Game of Thrones. And I like said a bunch of stupid jokey shit, for example, about the taters and the nanos. But then like also like someone made a joke in that universe about cerebral palsy, which is pretty stupid and insane. And
when then, did like, that happen?
Did it happen? How did that happen?
No, when did it happen?
It happened last night when I was watching it for the first time ever.
Wait, I understand you were watching the show. Did someone in the show make a cerebral?
Yes.
That's what I'm asking. When? I don't remember.
It was like an episode where. No, I'm talking about the episode. I'm sorry. When someone got in a sword fight, like it was these two kids fighting each other, kind of like in a sissy way.
Okay, yeah.
And then one of the guys was just like, "Look at how they fight. He throws his sword like a girl with palsy."
Well, palsy is a very old word.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, it predates just palsy.
Yeah, palsy is not just even cerebral, dude. Well,
dude, you are coming to me.
Shutting down Tony tonight.
You are being cerebral right now, man. You are really making me think.
Thanks, dude. 1-0. Okay?
Nice.
Think about this. If I go into your fucking coffee shop and I get a fucking coffee, and let's say I don't pay.
Sure.
You're not gonna chase me down, so why the fuck do I have to pay? 10011. Fuck you.
You're true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're super sure. Smart.
Was that binary for fuck you?
That was binary for boob.
It's 1101. Zero.
Oh, all right, nerd over here.
Yeah.
Geeky
four eyes.
Shut up.
Geek. What's binary for fuck off?
Gotta go to your nerdy ass science lab.
Back,
what are you fucking
back? Go back
are you
to
Dr. Bronkers'
class.
Son?
Shut the fuck up, everyone.
There's a little Tawny Bronkers over here.
Son, it's me, Dr. Bronkers.
Dr. Bronkers?
Dr. Bronkers, how much of your own nose can you fit in your eye?
Dr. Bronkers.
I can fit 3/4 of my nose inside my
Doc. Doc.
Are you ashamed of your son,
Shut
Tonky?
Shut the fuck up, Evan. Doc.
Are you ashamed of Donkey?
I'm of Donkey Bronkers.
That's your son.
Doc.
This is your son Donkey, right?
Doc. And my daughter Tawny Bronkers.
Dad, they're making fun of me again. They're
Shut up,
I'm a
Donkey.
Nerd.
I know, it's because you're a fucking lame loser, boy.
Go back to the computer lab, Donkey.
But, Dad, you're more in the lab than I am, and you got weird glasses. You look like an idiot.
I am maybe in my science lab, but you... You are a science.
Also, you wrote that dumb play, Dad. It was so dumb.
Shut the fuck up, son. Donkey Bronkers. I
remember that play. That was 30 years ago.
It kind of sounds like Dr. Bronkers might be Ben's dad.
No, I'm not.
That was way back in the first episode of Hawaiian Feeling, if I'm not mistaken.
I think you're
right.
That play. I think that really brings it full circle, then.
That already happened. Should we just flashback back to last episode?
Yeah.
Out of here!